105.3 Seaside FM. I'm Dorothy Rahn, and I'm in Easington today, joined by Mike. Hello again. And you can tell us a bit more about a special project you are running at the moment.
Yes, Skeels, at the present moment, we're just sort of got funding for it now. We're going to run a heritage trail for the villages of Easington and Kilnsea. This will involve a free leaflet, a double-sided map. We're also going to make a book to accompany this, which will be on sale. But the map and leaflet are free. It's been funded by the LEADER project and ADEFRA, which is part of the European Union thing. So we've got funding for that. We intend to get this scheme up and running. We're going to have Mark All Being Well have marker posts around the village depicting the trail and where to go. And then hopefully people will pick up a leaflet or a map, come around the village, enjoy the area, enjoy the history, and learn more about it.
Very good. That sounds really interesting. Who got the idea to do it?
Well, the village of Paul, they had something similar. We saw this in the paper last year. They have a similar idea, and we thought, well, it's worthwhile trying to do this because lots of heritage in this area, in Easington particularly, and Kilnsea, a lot of military heritage. So we thought we'd pick up the idea from there. We've been around their trail, had a chat with the local who was doing it, and we thought there's definitely food for thought there and lots of scope to keep this area in it. So I said we've applied to funding, we've been granted some funding towards it, so we're hoping to get this thing off the ground very soon. Certainly have a launch the early part of next year anyhow, so all being good.
Wow, that is very, very soon actually. And are you still looking for sponsors, for people to support you, or contestants, or whatever you need? You can ask for them now and here.
Well, obviously, nice to get people on board. We probably will be looking for funding or people to perhaps join in regarding the publication of the book, which is not part of the LEADER project. They're just doing the leaflets, as I say, and the map. But the book will be separate, so we will be looking at possibly sponsorship from some companies to help us with that, perhaps.
Very good. So I keep my fingers crossed that this works out and many people come here to see Easington and everything around it. Thank you very much for giving me the interview. Good luck on your project. I'm Dorothy Rahn for 105.3 Seaside FM at Easington.